Welcome to AM Best Audio.
For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks. And I'm joined now by AM Best's Todor Kitten and Morgan Hildebrand. Welcome. So, quick presentation today on cyber considerations in AM Best's rating process. Why is cyber such an important topic?
Well, we've seen that the cyber insurance market has grown substantially over the last decade, and partially that's because companies have become more exposed to various types of cyber threats. This has created steady and continuous demand, and companies see the cyber cover as an important and effective way of managing risks. At the same time, there is enough capacity from reinsurers and the capital markets in general, which are interested in this exposure and which support the companies in providing capital to support growth and also cover any widespread losses from the cyber incidents.
I would maybe add on that today everyone is concerned by cyber losses. All companies can potentially be exposed to cyber attack. So the insurance industry had to tackle the problematic of cyber with starting offering coverage. What we see also is that since a few years, there is more and more economic uncertainty. There is an increase in geopolitical conflicts. So this is expected to fuel an increase in frequency in cyber attacks. So this is definitely a very relevant theme today.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Relevant topic. Tell us briefly about some of the considerations and challenges associated with cyber stress testing.
Right, so traditionally one of the contexts or dimensions of the stress testing would be the exposure to catastrophe losses from the cyber line of business. So in order to perform such stress testing, we would typically need the company's quantitative or internal measurement of exposure, which would be represented by their probable maximum losses or the PMLs. As analysts, we would talk with the companies and obtain that piece of information in order to include it in our analysis. But often, because cyber is a young class of business, we would see a difference in the way these PMLs are calculated. Very often, those would be based on cyber catastrophe models, which are evolving, but also they would typically represent realistic disaster scenarios. They could be also based on some attritional loss study developed by the company. So there's a lot of difference in the scope by which the companies articulate the PMLs.
When it comes to cyber modeling, there is a very big challenge, which is the fact that there has not been yet any catastrophic losses for the segment. So at this point, we have models, we have outputs, which are not always converging depending on the vendor, but we don't have the possibility to validate this output against actual data because we have not seen a catastrophic loss yet. So modeling is necessary, but at this point, I would tend to say that it remains a bit theoretical in the absence of cat losses. We expect that it's going to be refined over the year because with the line developing and with appetite from insurers and reinsurers to write cyber, we will gain more and more data over the year, and there will be more and more claim which will help refine the models. But at this point, there is a lot of uncertainties and a lot of moving parts.
Again, Todor, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.
For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.